When Jesus says, the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world, obviously he's not talking about biological life, because if the people weren't already alive, they wouldn't be able to eat, right? So there you go. End of the homily. When I was praying about things this morning, I kind of had a funny analogy strike me. So bear with me. It's eventually going to get to the point. I don't know if any of you know about how a diesel engine runs. You know that a diesel engine, at least the primitive, old school tractor diesels, the new modern ones are a little fancier and they've got electronics and stuff involved, but old school, like farm tractor diesels. Did you know that when a diesel engine is running, it does not use or need electricity? Now, in order to get it started, technically you could, like the old airplanes, how you throw the prop around and then it'll get going. You could technically start a diesel engine that way. But once a diesel engine is running, at least the simple old ones, there's no electricity involved. As opposed to your car gasoline engine, which has spark plugs, hence it needs electricity, right? Now, all the other stuff, the headlights and everything, that's a completely different story. But the engine itself runs electricity free. And I'm going to posit that animals and animal life are like diesel, okay? Kind of messy, it makes a lot of smoke, chugs along, not real glamorous. Once it gets kick-started, then it just kind of goes, okay? Angels, on the other hand, I would be analogous to saying like a Tesla. It's fueled by a completely different energy source. There's no combustion engine whatsoever. It's battery powered, everything is digital, everything is electronic, and Teslas, as opposed to your farm tractor, has got all kinds of cool stuff. It's got screens and things that light up and all kinds of, and you can program it. And as, they're like software updates. So even though you bought your Tesla in, 2020, the updates keep making it a better and better car as time goes onward. And I think most of us would consider that, at least if you're driving down a road and not, trying to plow a field, that we would probably prefer to be driving a Tesla to driving something like a tractor, or even like one of those World War II generation diesel automobiles, right? So we're looking at two completely different ways, two different energy sources. And I think this is kind of analogous to what Jesus is talking about when he talks about life. Jesus frequently, in the Bible frequently, when God talks about the fact that if you eat the bread from it that comes down from heaven, eat my body and drink my blood, you will have life in you. Well, obviously, he's not talking about biological life. But the difference between the life of grace, the participation in God's own life, sanctifying grace, the difference between that and our ordinary animal nature is bigger than the difference between your old farm tractor and a Tesla. Now, human beings, we're kind of funny. This is actually one of the things that in philosophy we talk about. Human beings are a contradiction, because we are made in a way that we have a calling. We are called to be united with God. We are called to holiness. We're called to something beyond anything that mere matter can live up to. We have a calling that exceeds our natural capacity. And in fact, the way that God made us, he made us like hybrids. But the only reason this analogy breaks down is because probably all of our hybrid vehicles are gasoline and not diesel. But imagine God made a hybrid vehicle, which was diesel and electric at the same time. So, and it's like this. We can choose, when we are outside of the state of grace, to chug along. Imagine a hybrid vehicle that didn't need any of the electric motors. How well would your hybrid car drive if you take away the electric motor parts? Kind of. It's got a combustion engine in there, but it certainly doesn't perform at all the way it's supposed to perform. And if it didn't have any of the cool electronic gadgets and the maps and plug your cell phone into it and they sync up or anything, you'd be like, what kind of car is this? Bad performance. It's like it's capable of so much and it produces so little. That is what we're like when we're not living in the state of grace. That's what we're like when we don't have that intimacy with God in our lives. We were made to be so much more, and we're hardly chugging along, and it's just like, there's just something wrong. We're off, okay? And what Christ is saying is in the Eucharist, he says, if you eat my body and drink my blood, you will be entering into union with God. You'll be receiving God himself. And what God is doing is restoring to us what our original vocation was. You know, when you read in the book of Genesis and it says, Adam and Eve, if you eat of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you will die. And you say, well, they didn't die. They ate it. Did they die? No. Well, yes and no. They died in a different sense. That different form of life, that higher calling, the thing that they were made for in them was dead. And they were living kind of on a strictly that animal level. It's kind of like driving that car that is meant to be a hybrid, and you take away all the electric components and you've just got this engine that's kind of chugging along halfway. And everything was off. So what Christ is doing in all of the things that we celebrated in Easter and his redemption, but especially when we receive him in the Eucharist, he's saying, I am bringing you back up to your full capacity. I'm restoring you to what you were made for. You were made for more than just this kind of half life that we settle for. You were made for greatness. And when we receive Christ in the Eucharist, this is what we're doing. We're receiving the author of life himself, a different life, a life of holiness. It is not, it's frankly, it is the life of God himself that lives in our heart. And this is what we're all going to receive, God willing, in a few minutes. And if any of you feels like you can't receive him, if you're not Catholic, well, then you just do this. But if you can't receive him because you're Catholic and you're just not prepared, well, then I guess after Mass, I'll just have to sit down and hear your confession. Father, Son, Holy Spirit.